Hey, Strong Ones. Today is a short, sweet solo episode with me, your host, Anna Willard. And I have been able to connect with some of you listeners, which has been so much fun to know how this show has impacted you. I know with having a variety of guests on the show, it has changed my perspective. So I'm always encouraged to hear how this show has helped you on your health journey. So if you want to connect, I'm always on Instagram. My social media links are down in the show notes. I would love to connect with you and know how the show has impacted you. With some of these conversations with you listeners, one of the questions that has come up is, what do I believe in? And that's a question I've been struggling with, to be honest. Growing up in a very legalistic Christian church, private school, a little bit of home with a little bit of that, I really struggled with this concept of accepting and embracing the fact that I still believe that or associate myself with Christianity. Say that, associate myself with Christianity. Because Christians, at least when I was in the church, it's taught to have this concept of our jobs as Christians is to save the world, to go teach about Jesus to everyone and have them convert to Christianity. And that is our job, where I find that that is very harmful. So I have a really hard time still associating myself with Christianity. Yet that is the platform or the organization, I guess you can call it, that I associate myself with this belief Jesus is coming and dying on the cross for us and saving us from our sins. And I'm still wrestling with that. It's really hard for me even to say that because with my story of healing my own trauma and understanding how I have caused hurt and possibly trauma to other people from this, I'm understanding and really questioning what sin is. There's a lot of questions to this more religious organization that I associate myself with. But to answer the question, what do I believe? I believe it's a journey of understanding this infinite love that I believe God has for us. You may associate with the universe, with this divine power, this infinite being. But I believe it's a journey of learning the layers of love, embracing these layers of love towards yourself. And this is one of the things that I've learned throughout the last couple of years is with this concept of self-love, self-care, is embracing forgiveness for yourself, embracing grace that goes along with forgiveness, and how there is a fresh start with every breath that your body takes. So this concept of understanding this infinite love for us is this daily practice of forgiveness and grace. I believe that our bodies are made from love. I believe our bodies are made to express this love, to accept this love. And the way we express this love is by doing the things that we love. And I know that's like maybe a little cliche because there's a lot of love in that, but our bodies are made from love. We are designed to embrace this love by doing the things that we love. And through that concept of embracing love comes that forgiveness and grace and knowing that you have a fresh start. But not just forgiveness, because that's the first half of it. The other half of it is believing in yourself. When you know that you are made from love, that there's this infinite power of love that knows you at an intimate level, knows your body, knows every cell and organ and function of your body, knows every hair on your body. It allows you and invites you to an intimate relationship with yourself and the intimate relationship of your dreams. And this is the power of love, and this is what I love, and this is what I believe, is that we have been given everything that we need to accomplish our wildest dreams. And by embracing this self-love and embracing this infinite power of love, we embrace ourselves and this concept of achieving those dreams for ourselves. And when we live from a place of accepting this love, accepting forgiveness and grace, but also accepting this confidence of our dreams that we have designed, we are designed to achieve those dreams, we invite other people to live from that same place of love, of that self-love. We invite other people to have that same self-forgiveness, to have that same grace and mercy, to have that same courageous, confident passion for their dreams. So I believe there is a deep intertwining connection of us as human beings, and it's important for us to live out our dreams because it allows other people to live out their dreams and to live a life of courage and confidence. Confidence in their own being, confidence in their body, knowing that they are made and designed with this infinite power of love. That's what I believe. Is that all of that goodness? So I still associate myself as a Christian, but I believe there is an infinite power of love living within us, wanting to be expressed through our body, and knows us on an intimate level. And it's a matter of us being open to learning ourselves and what this love has for us, at the same time inviting other people to do the same for themselves. That's what I have for you guys today with this short, sweet solo episode. I'm actually recording this the day of because it has been a struggle for me to find the words of what I truly believe in. And that, my friends, is the journey that we are all on. So I hope this gives you a little more excitement to life, a little more motivation to your health journey, because if we don't have our health, we can't achieve our dreams. And I prayfully meditate that as I am learning this infinite and intimate love that the divine God has for me, that you are able to embrace and accept it as well. Blessings on your journey, strong ones. I am peacing out until next week. You know what? I'm not going to leave yet. There's one other thing that I want to say that I believe. I believe we are made in His image. And as another concept I have been wrestling with, what does that mean to be made in His image? And I think I go back to nature and how there can be a body of water that is completely still, reflecting the beauty of the landscape. And you just sit there and look. And sometimes your mind wonders, is the reflection really the sky? Because the reflection is so perfect. And so when we quiet ourselves and accept this self of the beauty of our being, that, my friends, is when I believe we are able to reflect heaven on earth. So if we are made in His image, we are made to reflect His beauty through our bodies, through this concept of accepting this infinite and intimate love that is for us. Yeah, just thought I needed to share that. Okay, I'm peacing out now. Blessings on your journey, guys. Have a great week.